best Oscar nominee analysis person ever, Brianne Helbman? I think so. She, of course, is with nextmovie.com. She joins us in the zone. Good morning, madam. How are you?
Good morning. That might be the best intro I've ever had.
It was a little, I got to be honest, it was a little clunky. I could do better if I had another crack at it, but you get the gist of it. I'm so glad we could have you on today.
Likewise.
We were talking about earlier, actor in a leading role. I've got three standbys in Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney, and two dudes whose name I couldn't pronounce if I had $1 million on the line.
Damien Bashir and Jean Dujardin.
Sure, what you said.
You know Jean Dujardin.
What'd you think of The Artist? Was it good? We're actually going to get an average guy movie review of this movie today in our 12 o'clock hour. Did you like this film?
I did. I thought it was just really fun and heartwarming. I think your average guy is going to like it.
What kind of artist is The Artist?
An actor.
An actor, okay. Interesting. I don't know anything about this movie, as you can probably tell.
Well, you know, you'll learn more and more, I think, over the next month.
What about Warrior?
More than you ever wanted to know.
That's probably true. What about Warrior? I don't know anything about that, and I saw Nick Nolte got a nomination. Is this his first, or was he nominated for something else in the past?
I think he's been nominated in the past, but this is a good one for him. This is my number one favorite movie of the year, and of course, that's his only nomination was Best Supporting Actor for Nick Nolte. I recommend seeing this, even though it didn't make the 9 Best Picture nominees.
What's the gist of Warrior? I don't know anything about that either.
It's about two mixed martial arts fighters who happen to be brothers.
Ooh, you lost me. But
it's
a good
family drama with fighting.
All right. Well, I mean, that sounds like a regular old family drama to me. I think you're being redundant. Every family drama I know involves fighting.
The physical fighting.
Were you surprised by Jonah Hill getting a nomination for supporting?
Not terribly, only because he had gotten some other nominations this year. But it is an interesting thing to think Jonah Hill, Oscar nominee.
Mm-hmm. So which old guy do you think they're going to give it to, though? Plummer or Max von Sydow?
It's going to go to Plummer.
Yeah.
Plummer's won all the other stuff so far, and everybody loved him, and yeah, it's Plummer.
All right.
That one is probably the most locked category of the Oscars this year.
All right. Well, you've got a couple of actresses that have been around a long time, been involved in a lot of wonderful films over the years. Glenn Close and Meryl Streep, both nominated in two movies that most of our listeners will never, ever see. You got Rooney Mara in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Viola Davis in The Help, which got a ton of good buzz, and Michelle Williams, who I guess she played Marilyn Monroe in My Week with Marilyn, right?
Indeed.
So.
Indeed.
It's pretty
she
ambitious.
Really embodied that part.
Embodied.
Glenn Close good plays a man, right? Albert Nobbs?
She does. She plays Albert Nobbs.
Has there ever been another female that plays a man that's been nominated?
Dustin Hoffman
actually,
and Tootsie.
She plays a female who dresses up as a man to be taken seriously in business.
So it's just the opposite.
Okay.
So she actually is still a chick in this movie.
Ah. It's the opposite of Tootsie. And
Birdcage.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
In La Caja Falls.
And Robin Williams dressed up as a chick in
Birdcage.
No.
Oh, the grandmother.
That too.
Oh, yeah. What's the grandmother one?
I can't remember.
Come on.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Thank you, Mrs. Doubtfire. Classic.
A nomination for Mrs. Doubtfire. There's probably been a handful of cross-dressing nominees.
And remember Two White Chicks? Or was that what it was? Just called White Chicks?
Just White Chicks.
With Just White Chicks.
That got a lot of nominations for Razzies.
It did.
See, I'm surprised that Bosom Buddies never made it to the big screen.
Bosom Buddies, great flick.
That would have been a good movie if they would have made a movie out of it.
Oh, you know what? Be quiet, because you know that that's going to come now that you've said it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill.
Starring Jonah Hill.
So Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids, an actress in a supporting role, one of the five nominees. Do you think she's threatening to sit on anyone who doesn't vote for her?
Ooh. You know what? I almost hope she does, except that, you know, I wouldn't want Octavia Spencer sitting on me either, and that's really mean, but I like them both.
Yeah. I just, you know, the celebration of obesity in this country at times, it just bothers me. And I'm fat, but I mean, come on. I tried to watch their show the other day, and all I could think is, look at these two disgustingly fat people being married to each other. That's all I could think. I'm very shallow that way, Brianne. I'm not a good person like you are. Brianne Helbman joining us on the Revolution Hotline here talking about the Oscar nominations, which came in today. You know what? It's funny because the only movies I ever see now, since I have two boys under the age of 12, are the animated feature films. So I'm excited about this category. I actually saw three of these movies in the theater. I hope Rango wins. I didn't see Chico and Rita or A Cat in Paris. Maybe you can fill me in on those, I'm assuming.
Have you ever even heard of them? I never heard of them before this morning.
I'm assuming they're foreign films because they've got Fernando Trueba and Javier Mariscal as the presenters on them, or the people getting credit, producers. Thank you. And then A Cat in Paris is...
Good work on that.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc Filicoli. I know about as much as you do on these two.
Okay, Rango should win, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Did you see Rango?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen Rango yet. I have it on DVD. It's on my to-do list.
I want you to watch it today.
I was surprised to not see Adventures of Tintin nominated.
Yeah. They got a lot of good buzz. I literally laughed out loud 3 times during Rango. I don't think I've ever done that in an animated movie ever. It's pretty
really?
Good.
Even the Toy Stories?
No, I didn't laugh out loud during Toy Story. I found it mildly amusing. They were entertaining. Ooh. I don't think they were laugh out loud funny.
Questioning your soul now.
Well, you wait. Listen, next time we have you on, you watch Rango and then get back to me.
All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So oftentimes we'll see, I guess it's about a 50-50 where we'll see director and picture go together, or sometimes they'll split it in order to give love to two films. The one I remember the most, of course, is the year that they screwed over Saving Private Ryan, the Oscar snub that I will never, ever, ever get over when they gave it to that crappy, terrible, ridiculously, embarrassingly artsy-fartsy film,
ooh,
Shakespeare in Love. Ugh. Ridiculous. But they did give the director to Saving Private Ryan. So who do you like in directing, and who do you like in the Best Picture category? And I thought they were doing 10 films every year in Best Picture. What happened?
Okay, so Best Picture, they did some crazy stuff this year. They said there will be 5 to 10 nominees. We're going to have voters list their top 5 movies and rank them, and then we're going to use some sort of a formula to then come up with the nominees, and each nominee has to have a certain number of first-place rankings.
The BCS,
and that will determine how many nominees there are.
The BCS just called. They want their crappy system back.
It's super weird.
It's ridiculous.
So there are 9 nominees this year.
Okay. There are 9 nominees there. There are only 2 for original song. Can we just split it down the middle and give them each half?
I mean, 2 for original song? They couldn't come up with more than that?
Really?
I guess they didn't want to deal with the Madonna versus Elton John drama that happened at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
Also, those were 2 nominated songs that were mediocre at best.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Maybe they just wanted to stick to good ones. But I can't believe they didn't give Mary J. Blige a nomination.
For what movie? What song?
For The Help. She did the song For The Help, and it was a nice song.
That's another movie I haven't seen yet, but I will. John Williams did a whole score on War Horse. Couldn't they throw one of his tunes in?
Well, he got a nomination for best score. Just a separate thing.
How many movie scores has John Williams done? Have any idea?
I 12, would bet upwards of 100 million.
I think you're probably closer than Pat's 12.
I don't know.
Yes.
I got to be honest. I don't keep up with...
John Williams done every big movie. He's Star Wars, Indiana Jones. He's done all the big ones. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Just the tip.
I don't have a list.
I said 100 million. I think I've got to be close.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do 100 million, it's going to take a long time to get through the list. So let's just go with those 2 and call it a day. Who are you picking on Best Picture?
I think it will be a head-to-head battle between The Descendants and The Artist.
Who do you think should win, and who do you think will win?
Well, I think they're both really deserving. I think that The Descendants will win, and I only say that based on history. There has only ever been 1 silent movie to win the Best Picture at the Academy Awards in 84 years, and that was at the very first Academy Awards. The movie was Wings, and it comes out on Blu-ray today.
Wings?
Yeah, I've got some knowledge to drop on you today.
Wow, you are brilliant. Brianne Helbman joining us on the... Revolution Hotline, nextmovie.com for more information on anything and everything Oscar. Who? What's the story on that? On Wings?
I don't know anything about it other than what I just told you.
Charlie Chaplin in it?
Wait, when was it? What year?
1927.
Oh. Well,
okay. Well, sure. That makes sense.
I have to ask Harry King. I'm sure he covered those Oscars.
The other thing of note with that battle between The Artist and The Descendants for Best Picture is they each won Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
Descendants for Best Picture in Drama, and The Artist for Best Comedy or Musical. The last time something won Best Comedy or Musical at the Golden Globes and then went on to win Best Picture was 1968 for Oliver.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Musical.
I don't know. I'm just being a smart aleck. Okay, so what other notes? Anything else you want to hit on?
Can we talk about Trent Reznor not getting a nomination for Dragon Tattoo? That's shocking to me.
Did he do the score or the song?
For score.
Okay.
I mean, he won it last year for Social Network.
Maybe that's why.
I would argue that Dragon Tattoo is equally as good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just noticed John Williams actually got nominated for The Adventures of Tintin and Warhorse for Best Score.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. See, I mean, make that a million, 100 million and counting.
And two.
And so, so he's pretty impressive. Yeah, Trent Reznor. I don't know. Maybe that's an anti-vote because of last year, him doing well.
Yep.
I don't
know. A little shocking not to see Leonardo DiCaprio nominated for J. Edgar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't see that coming.
He wore all that crappy makeup for nothing.
And I'll be honest, extremely loud and incredibly close.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Best Picture nominee.
That's what I've kind of gotten that buzz from folks. It sounds like it's a very, our local guy, Philip Martin, said it was very, you either like it or you really don't like it. There's not a lot of gray area with that film.
Well, I was in the gray area on it. I liked
okay.
it. But I felt like it was a little bit pushing buttons and not actually, like, giving you really real emotion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I jokingly call it extremely sad and incredibly sad.
I like that. I like that. So I can miss that one.
You know, and I'm going to argue that I'm a little angry Harry Potter didn't get a little love.
Oh, boy. You guys and your Harry Potter.
I know how you love it.
I hate Harry Potter. You know that.
I know.
When are the Oscars, actually?
The Oscars are on February... let me scroll up.
You could
26th
say,
on ABC.
So you could say just about anything right here and I'd buy it. ABC, February 26th. All right. Maybe we'll
first
get you on.
By Billy Crystal yet again.
Ah, that's good. Yes. Mm. Still alive at this hour. We'll visit with you again maybe after, get a little reaction. Maybe the Monday after the Oscars. How would that be?
Works for me.
All right, Brianne, you're fabulous. Nextmovie.com. You can find out more from our good friend over there. And we appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again soon. You enjoy your rest of your week.
Thanks so much. You too.